2nd, 2018. This is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting, and it's 5:06. Stand and do the pledge.
Ready, Ben?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Turn it over to you, Ellie.
All right. Director Wargo's president. And Director Israel's president. Okay. So first we'll look at the profit and loss. Or I'm sorry, we'll turn to the balance sheet. And we will look at the district's combined cash and LAIF balance, which is going to be line item 10 and line item 8. It's about $824,000. Will we look
on profit and loss?
No, on the balance sheet. Sorry.
No.
I'll read that again.
No, I got it.
So line item 10, 8 and 10 on the balance sheet. District's combined cash and LAIF balance is about $824,000. Can we look at the last page of the balance sheet? Line item 50. Or wait. I'm sorry. Line item 57. The district's total liabilities are approximately $1.247 million. Next, we'll turn to the profit and loss. We'll look at line item 3, base rate water bills. This is the flat fixed monthly charge to all residents for water service. Year to date is trending at about 8%, so right where it was anticipated. Line item 4, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was thinking you should add my percentage.
Mm-hmm. No problem. And item 4, commodity sales. This is a variable income from charges linked to the consumption of water. Year to date is at 10% due to higher usage in the summer months because of the heat.
Let's see.
We'll look at line item 10, incident fees. These fees are difficult to budget for accuracy due to their unexpected nature, but we are trending at... Oh, I'm sorry. Let's look at the one above. I was looking at 9. Line 9, new account fees. These fees are difficult to budget for accuracy due to their unexpected nature, but we are at 15% year to date. We did just start the new fiscal year, but it is higher than we anticipate. Next, we'll turn to the second page of the profit and loss report. Line item 65, postage. Year to date is at 18% due to timing of postage purchases. So we do have a postage meter. We do purchase postage at like bulk at a time, but it does even out as the year goes on.
You did say 65 postage, right? Because mine says 9%.
Oh, she has an error then. I'm sorry, you know, it is only at 9%. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and then on the last page of the profit and loss, line item 118, net income and loss. As of July 31st, the fiscal year-to-date net income is approximately $33,800. Where we did anticipate a budgeted loss, so we're definitely in the good. Any questions?
Yeah, I have questions on number 19. So our interest income is trending higher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that higher than we have budgeted?
Line item 19, interest income. Year to date, it's at 28% due to receiving higher interest rates than anticipated on funds held in LAIF. So
that's a good thing.
Basically, our LAIF is doing better than anticipated.
Yeah, we're already at a quarter. Okay.
Part of it too might be because we did deposit funds into the life account, which we weren't anticipating being able to do. So that definitely at least played a small part in it, if not a larger role.
No, it shows that we're being good with the money that we are getting or generating more interest off that. Yeah. And then line item 52, the facilities and wells, already at 40% of the year. Did something happen?
I think it was a purchase. Let me see. Yeah. Line 52, facilities, wells, other. Year-to-date's at 37% due to 3 chlorinator kit valves, diaphragm kits that were purchased recently. And then also wiring maintenance for our well 1 SCADA readings, which was about a $900 charge. So at each well, we do have a chlorinator machine. It's to make sure that the appropriate amount, not too much, not too little, the appropriate amount of chlorine is injected into the water that's pulled from the ground. That's to disinfect the water so it's drinkable. Those do go out from time to time, so we're constantly having to watch them and repair them and perform maintenance. So it's a little expensive when we do make the purchases, but it tends to last us a while.
Right.
So right now it's at 37%, but as the year goes on, it should decrease. Correct.
Jasmine?
Mm-hmm. Anything else? I don't have any questions.
Mm-hmm. So we'll adjourn this portion of the meeting at 5:15.